We begin today's Shir Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Dalet. We begin in Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph Tapit Amud. Tanya Kavasi the Rava. There's a brisa that supports Rava's explanation of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in our Mishnah regarding a woman who is imcha, who's a mother, Eishes Aviv, and the father's wife. When is that an issue, and when is that not an issue? Says the Gemara. Says the brisa. The pasuk says, "Isha sheyishkav, sheishes aviv, ervis aviv giloi, mos mimusu shneim the main bum." Ish. From here we learn ish prat lekotin, that somebody who has if he's a cotton, then there's no isser. So the question is, why would we think that a cotton who did bia, even if it's a bia surah, obviously it's a bia that's prohibited. Why would we think that that cotton should be chai, should be punished? He's just a cotton. So Rishonim give many explanations. Tosfos says that if not for the halacha of ish prat l'cotton, we would think that this cotton, since he was the one that caused the person to do an aveira, so therefore, just like we know, we're going to learn that if an animal participates with a person in an act, so the animal is killed, even though it's an animal. But since it was the vehicle, it was the way that this aveira occurred, so that's why the animal was punished. So too, we would think that even though this individual is a cotton and he can't really do aveiras, but we would think that because he was the reason this aveira happened, that's why he's punished. Another pshat that other Rishonim suggest is because we're learning now that a cotton, even though he is still a cotton, his bia, once he's 9 years old, his bia is considered a valid bia. So we would think since his bia is considered a valid bia, maybe when the Torah is telling us that his bia is a valid bia, what the Torah means to say is that it's a valid bia and they can be chayiv misa for it. Teaches us probably cotton, that even though the bia of a cotton is a bia, they doesn't is not chayiv misa. Asher yishkav es eishes aviv, mashre bei eishes aviv shimoi, bei eishes aviv shloimoi. The pasuk says eishes aviv. As long as this woman is married to his father, he may not have relations. How do we know imoi she'ena eishes aviv minayin? How do we know that zechiv skila for a woman who's his mother, even though she's not married to his father? Tamaloimer ervis aviv gila. Mufna says this pasuk is extra because the pasuk already says v'ish esha yishkav es eishes aviv. Why was it necessary for the Torah to repeat ervis aviv giloi to say lahakish ladam men exer shava, to teach us that if there's a woman who's his mother, even though she's not eishes aviv, even though she's not married to the father, still there's a chiv misa, a chiv skila for marrying, for having relations. Ma'ishim musu. When the Torah says the words Moshe Musa, they're coming to teach us that for such a relation, there's a chiyuv mis skila ata oimer beskila. So the Brice itself asks, is the punishment going to be skila? Maybe one of the other mises nemakan, to which the Gemara says we learn exer shava nemakan the main bomb. The nemar ba'ivi daimi. As we discussed in our previous year, the Torah uses the words the main bomb to teach a smal lahalim b'skila, just like by Oivin Yedoni there's a chiyuv skila, afkan there's a chiyuv skila. But as we know, every time there's a isser, every time there's something that we're not allowed to do mentioned in the Torah, we have to have an ashara, a lav, to tell us that this is prohibited. We have to have an oinish to tell us what is the punishment. So yes, we've been able to derive oinish shamanu. We've been able to identify what is the oinish. But ask the Gemara ashara minayin. But where do we find that this is asur? Tamloima ervis avicha lo segala. Ervis avicha refers to eishes avicha. So ask the Braisa at the oime eishes avicha. Does the pasuk mean eishes avicha? This is where Rava this is exactly what Rava said in our previous year. Maybe what the Pasuk speaks about an Isser of having Mishkav Zocha with his father, Nemakan, to which the Gemara says, the Pasuk when it spoke about, the Pasuk that we just discussed, that spoke about the Isser to have relations with the wife, Nemakan, Eves Avicha Loisagala, Venemalahalan, Eves Aviv Loisagala. So just like in that Pasuk, Malal Ishus Akasabadabar, it's talking about a father's wife. And the way we know that is because the Pasuk says, Vish, the beginning of that Pasuk says explicitly, Vish Asha Yishkav as Ashes Aviv, Afkan. We're not talking about having relations with the father, but rather be Ishus Akasabadabar. It's talking about somebody who the father was married to, Ashes Aviv. Mashma, Bein Ashes Aviv She'imai. And this Pasuk doesn't differentiate. So it says it's speaking both about Eishes Aviv She'imai, Bein Eishes Aviv She'en Imai. That as long as this woman is married to his father, there's an issa to have relations with her. However, Ish Imai She'en Eishes Aviv Menayin, and now as we said, now we're looking for the lav of having relations with a mother. We had the skila, we already identified how we know. But how do we know there's a lav? Tamlame Eves Imcha Lo Segala. Says the Gemara, Ein Li Ela Bas Hara. The Pasuk is telling us that Eves Avicha Lo Segala, that Asa Kosov Ima She'eni Eshes Aviv, Ki Ima She'e Eshes Aviv, that there's an Isser to have relations with his mother. But we still don't know Oynish Minayin. How do we know that there is an Isser? How do we know the Oynish for such an act? Says the Mar Nemakan Eris of Ichlai Segala, Venemlahal Eris Aviv Gila, Mabas Hara Asa Kosov, Ima Sheneshis Aviv, Kima Sheneshis Aviv, that they're all treated, the Eshis Aviv is always Aser, Afba Einish, so when the Torah speaks about the Einish, Asa Kosov, Ima Sheneshis Aviv, Kima Sheneshis Aviv, and there's always an Einish. Continues the Brisa, the Pasuk says, Imchihi Loi Segala Avasa, the teachers Mishim Ima Eta Mechayvai, if this woman is your mother, and she is married to your father, we learn from here, Mishim Ima Eta Mechayvai, V'yata Mechayvai Mishus Eishas Aviv. So this is very consistent with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that if there's a woman who's Ima, his mother, and also Eishas Aviv married to his father, Yechayiv 2, and as we said, it's relevant for a number of halachas. It's relevant for the halacha of, it's relevant for the halacha of hasra. What type of hasra is going to be a valid hasra? We said it's relevant that if this aveira was done b'shoigig, how many carbon chattas would you have to bring? What will they do with this pasuk of Erves Avicha? That Rabbi Yehuda used to say that if it's Imcha, you're not Chai for Eishes Aviv, what will they do with that Pasuk? To teach us, Ervis Mamish, that one is not allowed to have a homosexual relation with the father. But ask the Gemara, Haimel Zocha Loisishka Mishkve Isha Nafka. That we learned already where the Torah clearly prohibits Mishkve Zocha. And it says the Gemara, L'chai V'lov Shtayim. That to tell us that if somebody, Rahman Slan, does do something like that with his father, he'll be chayiv tu chattas. Krebi Huda, Nachri Abba al Aviv. We're going to see soon that doesn't really mean a Nachri, but again, Nachri Abba al Aviv, chayiv shtayim. He's going to be chayiv for two averis. One is the general Isser of Mishkav Zachar, and one is for the halacha of Eres Avicha Lo Segala. Haba al Achi Aviv, if somebody has a Mishkav Zachar relations with his father's brother, also Chayiv, Shtayim, one for Zachar Lo Tishkav, and one for Eres Achi Avicha Lo Segala. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Mestaber Milsad Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda has taught us makes sense in the case of Yisrael that had relations with Shogig. And the question is, the carbon. How many carbonus will he be chayiv? I ask the Gemara itself. But the Braisa used the word Nachri. So Nachri means a non-Jew. Says the Gemara, V'hai the Kama Nachri, the only reason the Braisa used the word Nachri is Lishna Ma'alihu. To say it in a simple, say it in a nicer way. These are G'datach Nachri Mamish. If we're going to say we're talking about a Nachri, so ask the Gemara, Dinai Mahu, what is the halacha when a Nachri does an Aveira? And the halacha by Nachri is Hasharason Zuhi Misason. That when the Torah tells us that a Nachri may not do a certain thing, if he violates what the Torah says, the halacha is that Nachri is chay, the Nachri is chayiv Misa. And it doesn't make a difference if it happened b'shogig or b'mezid. There is no such differentiation by a Nachri. So how can we say that Yechayiv Shtayim, as the Bryce, as we just learned, is a we just learned the words Chayiv Shtayim. Betray Katli Katatale, is it possible to kill a person twice? Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, that there's a Bryce that supports what we just learned. Habal Aviv, Chayiv Shtayim. If somebody has relations with his father, a man, is Chayiv Shtayim. Habal Achi Aviv, Chayiv Shtayim. Ikadamri, but those that suggest that this Braisa is inconsistent, the like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda at the beginning of our shir has said that the pasuk of Ervis Avichalai Segala is not talking about having relations with the father, but rather it's talking about, as we started our shir, with Habal Eishas Aviv, and therefore this halacha, that you would be chayiv shtayim for such an act with a father, cannot be consistent with the way Rabbi Yehuda learns the pesukim. V'ikadamri, but there's a different version, that afilu k'taymik Rabbi Yehuda, that it can be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda. U'maisala, and the way Rabbi Yehuda will learn that you chayiv shtayim for having a mishkav zocher relationship with your father, because maisala b'kal v'chomer v'achi aviv, that everybody agrees that the pasuk that's stated by Achi Aviv, where the pasuk says "Ervas Achi Avicha Lo Segala," there is no dispute between, according to the Sikkad Amri, there is no dispute between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda that pasuk is speaking about an act of Mishkav Zocher with Achi Aviv. And then we'll extend, says the Sikkad Amri, "Ma Achi Aviv the curve of the Aviv, if by Achi Aviv." That you're related to only because of your father. The halach is chayiv shtayim, that you're going to be chayiv shtayim, certainly aviv lekoshkein. So we have now a machloikus amaroim, if Rabbi Yehuda will agree that haba al aviv, if somebody has mishkav zocher with his father, will he be chayiv shtayim or not? What will be the basis of this machloikus? Says the Gemara, the Kamifkli b'vchok to Dabai Varava. They're arguing over a very famous machlokes for Dabai Varava. Masava on Shimonadin. We could give an oinish based on a kavachomer. Or Masava, that's the second ikadamri that we just learned. Or Masava, the first opinion holds, which is that's actually the opinion of Abaya. And the first opinion held ain't on Shimonadin. So even though it's quite logical to suggest that he should be chayiv too, and as the Gemara just said, a kal v'chomer, by achi aviv yichayiv, certainly by aviv yichayiv, but the halacha is ein onshin min hadin. And I saw many svarim explain why not. So they say that we know, we say in the morning, the brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, the shlosh esrei midos atar in the dreshes, and the B'nai Yisoscha says that the shlosh esrei midos that we speak about are connected to the Shloish Esrei Midos that is attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kal v'chomer is corresponding to the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is called Chesed. So we can't ein onshin min hadin. A kal v'chomer represents Chesed, and we can't use a kal v'chomer to end up with din, to end up with a punishment. A kal v'chomer could only bring Chesed to the world, not din to the world. Rashi says that the pasuk says lo yavam in the lo yavam mamzer, and this the pasuk of lo yavam mamzer is right next to the pasuk of lo yigal knaf aviv. To teach us, says Rashi, she'ein mamza el mechayv krisis. There's only a mamza. How is a mamza produced if the relationship was a chayv krisis? The kavachomer, and certainly mechayv mises bezdin. She'ein barayis mises bezdin. Rashi adds interesting words. There's never a case, says Rashi, that somebody who did an act of erva, she'ein by and rayis mises bezdin, she'ein by chorus, that doesn't come with a chiyuv karis as well. And why did Rashi have to add this? And the answer is very simple. Because the Mizrahi explains that Rashi says if the entire basis of telling us there's a mamzer from Chayvi Mises Bezdin, by Chayvi Mises Bezdin, will be built on a kavachoymer from chiyuv karis, so we just learned there's an opinion that says ein onshim min adin. So therefore Rashi had to add that she'ein b'arayis mises bezdin, she'ein b'karis, every mises bezdin has karis, so that's why it's not necessary to teach a kavachaymer. So I saw that the Gur Arya asks, so we're going to say ein onshim adin, that means we will have something that is asur, just since there's no explicit pasuk in the Torah to tell us the einish, ain't onshim adin, he won't get punished. How do we understand that? So he says that we think that an aveira comes with the base oitzer. Rabbi Yosef Engel answers, when we think of an aveira, so we think that an aveira comes with an oinish. And yes, most aveiras certainly come with an oinish, but it's much more than an aveira just coming with an oinish. He explains that what happens by an aveira. What happens by an aveira, the aveira itself is something that we're not allowed to do, even if it doesn't carry within an einish. So when we say, ein einshim an adin, and we're not able to know an einish, doesn't mean that we haven't accomplished anything. We've accomplished much. What we've accomplished is that we know that this is asr. Continues the Gemara. As the Rabbanan who say that the pasuk of Eves Avich Lo Segala is to be understood about the Issa to have Mishkev Zachar with her father. Ask the Gemara, as Hora Leishas Avim Nalu, from where will they know there's an Issa to have relations with Eishas Aviv? Says the Gemara, Nafkul, they learn it from the Pasuk that says Eves Avich Lo Segala. Rabbi Huda, says the Gemara, Rabbi Huda, what is he going to say to this? He says that pasuk is coming to teach us that there's an iser of eshes aviv remains even after the father passes away. Says the Gemara about Rabbanan. We will Rabbanan know that the iser eshes aviv remains. Hahum is safe for the Kron Nafka. They learn from the end of the pasuk, which says ervis avicha he, which is extra, to teach us that the iser eshes aviv remains. Rabbi Yehuda, why can't he learn from there? Hahum ibayle. He needs that pasuk to teach us that if somebody has relations with his father's wife, but his father's wife is obviously also an eshes ish, to teach us that mishum eshes avat mechayvay, if somebody has relations with a woman who's eshes aviv, he's going to be chayv because of eshes av viat mechayvay mishum eshes ish, and he won't be chayv because of eshes ish. Ask the Gemara, vanan tanan. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if somebody has relations with Eishes Aviv, he's not going to be chayiv because of Eishes Ish? For not tanan, have we not learned in our Mishnah, haba al Eishes Av, chayiv ala mishum Eishes Av, or mishum Eishes Ish? Our Mishnah taught us that if somebody has relations with Eishes Av, he has both of these asurim, bein b'chayiv aviv, bein la'achim Eishes Aviv, and we don't find that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. But now saying Rabbi Yehuda does disagree what it says in our Mishnah. Amar Abayi, to which Abayi says that even though we don't find in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, in the Braisa we see that he disagrees, and he's going to say that there is no two chayuvim. So we started by Rabbi Yehuda teaching us a gzeir shava, that, and he learned the gzeir shava by, the pasuk says, Ervis avich lo segala, and then the pasuk says, Ervis aviv gila. So the Gemara says, just like the Tyra treated Ima she'ein eshes aviv like she's eshes aviv by the ashara, it must be the same by the Oynish. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who teaches that there's an Isser of Eishes Aviv, because the Pasuk says Ervas Avichahui, but Erva as Oynish, but the Rabbanan didn't learn this comparison. So now the Gemara wants to know, Oynish, Deishes Aviv, L'achem Misim Anolu, where will be the source for the Oynish of somebody having relation with Eishes Aviv after the father passed away? Says the Gemara Mishlam, according to Yehuda, this is not a question. He says, Maisla B'Gzer Shava. He's saying that everything is all connected. And we're saying that since they're all connected to each, compared to each other, and if by one of them there's an Oynish, there's going to be an Oynish by the rest of them. That was a new Svara that Rabbi Yehuda taught us in our Shir. El Rabbanan, who never taught us such a Svara, Menolahu, so how will they know that Eishes Aviv L'Acha Misa there's an Oynish? Answers the Gemara, Amrilach, the way they learn it, Tahud Ervis Aviv Gila, the Mapkel Rabbi Yehuda L'Gzer Shava, the words that Rabbi Yehuda of Ervis Aviv Gila that he used for Gzer Shava, Mapkel Inu, they're going to use it to teach us the Oynish Aviv L'Acha Misa. Rabbanan, Oynish L'Ima She'ena Eishes Aviv. We have a pasuk according to Rabbanan that tells us there's an Isser to have relations with a mother. But how do we know Oynish L'Ima She'ena Eishes Aviv Menalhu? Answers the Gemara, Amar Sheshem Rei Ravidi, Amakra Imchehi. Then what does the Torah here, the Rabbanan agree, that also Kassel Ima She'ena Eishes Aviv, that the Rabbanan will subscribe to the concept that Ima She'ena Eishes Aviv is treated ki Ima She'ena Eishes Aviv. And by Ima She'ena Eishes Aviv, there is an Oynish, there'll be an Oynish here too. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah talked about Habar Kalosai. Somebody had relations with his daughter-in-law. Ask the Gemara, why is there only, so the Mishnah taught us that somebody has relations with his daughter-in-law, he's over to Isurim. Kalosai, his daughter-in-law, and he's over the Isser of Eishes Ish. But ask the Gemara, there should be a third Isser. V'l'chayv mishem Eishes Benoi. Why is it also not chayv because of Eishes Benoi? Answers the Gemara, Omer Paya, look in the Pasuk. The Pasuk that speaks about a daughter-in-law says, Ervis kalosko loisagala, Eishes Pinchihi loisagala avosa. So the Omer Paya, so Paya says when we learn this Pasuk, the way to understand the Pasuk is Pasuk HaKosu B'Kalosoi. The Torah begins the Pasuk speaking about Kalosoi, and the Sayim, and it ends speaking about Eishes Benoi. Laimulcha to teach us that he Kalosu Eishes Benoi, Kalosu and Eishes Benoi are treated the same. And therefore, it's not considered a separate Aveira, it's considered the same Aveira. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah Bala Zohar, if somebody has relations with a Zohar, Val behema with an animal, v'isha mivias a behema, or a woman who brings a behema on her, beskila. And says the Gemara, the animal, the woman and the animal have to be killed. So ask the Gemara, Adam Chata, if the person did an Aveira, behema machata, what is the sin of the behema? El fishba la'adam takala al yaday. Since the behema was the reason, as we discussed this at the beginning of our shir, since the behema was the reason that the person suffered, that the animal should be killed. That the animal should be walking in the street, so to speak. People will say that the person got killed because of this animal. So this Mishnah is actually the basis for a very important discussion. And the question that people have, a very contemporary question, is what is the purpose of animals? And are we allowed to, are animals here to serve serve humans? And the Truma Sadeshin and others say that our Mishnah is a proof that the animal is here to serve the human. And therefore, in a case where the animal, brought tsar to a person, brought kolon to a person, takol to the person, even though as the Mishnah was quite clear in saying that it's not the animal did anything wrong, still the animal is put to death because the animal is here to serve the person. However, that there's a that the Paiske can make it very clear that that's only if it's not done to the animal in a cruel manner. That means to pull out the feathers of a chicken or to do anything that's cruel to animal is usur. The Torah says that animals are here to serve humans, but it does allow us to treat them in a cruel fashion. And there's a question. Many times there are experiments that are done on animals because we're not quite sure if this procedure or this medicine is effective. And they test it on the animal. And the question is that permissible or not? So the Shas HaTshuva Sfos Yaakov says, as long as it's not done in a cruel fashion, as long as the animal is not suffering, but animals are here to serve us. And therefore, the halacha is that we're allowed to do whatever we can. There are other paiskim that are not convinced, and they take the approach that only in a case where it's absolutely necessary, but most paiskim are of the opinion that we're allowed to do for the animal whatever we need to do. And the Shas Tshuva Shtri De'esh says, Af midas chassidus ein bezeh. He says, if somebody's going to say, well, I want to go the extra mile, and I won't do anything to an animal. He says, Shemidas chassidus, he uses very interesting words. He says, it's in Chelek Beis Simen Zayin. Shemidas chassidus ein eshaychus al mokum shenagei rak la'atzmai. A person could take chumrah when it only applies to him. A person can be machmer. Not in a place where other people could be affected. And therefore he says, somebody's going to take the approach that it's tzar bal chayim to treat the animal this way. So the Sri Deyei says, you're taking that approach, and it's a very kind approach to think of animals and try to avoid tzar bal chayim, but is the price that you're going to pay for avoiding tzar bal chayim that people who could have perhaps gotten better are not going to get better? That you have no right. That isn't called doing the right thing, says the Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah, Zohar, that how do we know that somebody has a Mishkav Zohar is chayiv skila? The Tanna Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, Visha Shishkav is a Zohar Mishkav Isa, Taeva Asu Shneim, Maishi Musu the main bomb. Ish, from here we learn, Prat Lakotten. That if a cotton who's under 13 years old won't be chayiv, a cotton under 13 years old won't be chayiv Misa. Asher Yishkav as Zohar, Bein Godel, Bein Cotton. That if the Godel is the one that initiated the Isser, it makes no difference who is the one that he did this Isser with. The halacha is that he's chayiv. Bein Godel, Bein Cotton. Mishke v'isha. What do we learn from the word Mishke v'isha? That a person who does beer with an isha, both kedarkoi and both shaloi kedarkoi, he's chayif for having done an isra. Amr Ishmael Hareza, when the pasuk says the mishkeve isha bal alamid, it comes to teach us that just like having beer shaloi kedarkoi ben isha is chayif, is also going to be halacha mishkev zachar. For Nimtza Lamed, and it teaches us for Halach for Mishkevei Ish as well. The Halach is, the way to understand the Gemara, is by Mishkev Zachar, it's always Shloi Kedarkai. So just like by Mishkev Zachar, it's always Shloi Kedarkai, from here we learn that by an Isha as well, when the Torah connects these two Halachas, that by an Isha as well, any type of Bia, even Bia Shloi Kedarkai, the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv. Moishimsu, the Braisa continued to say, beskila, that for doing this avera of Mishkav Zachar, there's a chayiv skila. Says the Braisa, beskila, maybe it's one of the other dalamises. Says the Gemara, Nema Khan, regarding Mishkav Zachar, the Torah uses the words the mayim bom. For Nema ba'ayv yudaini, the mayim bom. Ma'ala halan, just like by Oiv Yudomi, it's clear, as we've been discussing, that there's a chiv skila, af kam beskila. Oynish, so says the Gemara, as we've been discussing throughout our shir, we always have to have an oynish and as horror. So as the Braisa, oynish shemanu, we have indeed learned the source for the oinish of mishkav zochas skila. But as harim minayin, how do we know in every form of mishkav zochar there's a laugh? Tamalaymer v'zochal esishka mishkav isha to evihi lamando as harav l'shoichiv. For the one is the one that's initiating the act. As harav l'nishka minayin, where do we know that the halacha is the same for the person who the zochar comes on him? As harav l'nishka minayin, tamalaymer l'yia kadesh mibnei Yisrael v'oimer v'gam kadesh ha'aretz also called to evs kagoyim ashoherish. So Kaddish that's mentioned in that Pasuk is speaking about Mishkav Zocher, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Kivaymer, ain't it tzarech? We don't have to learn from the Pasuk of Loya Kaddish. Shrei Aymer v'zecha l'tishka of Mishkav Eisha. And the Torah says the word Tishachev, and the word Tishkav can be read in two ways. It can be read like Tishkav, where the person is the one that's initiating the act. And it can be read si shachev as the one is the recipient of the act, and therefore we learn from this pasuk that both forms are chivs are osur. Says the Gemara. Now we go in. So now we spoke. Till now we spoke about mishkav zocher. Now the Gemara continues behema menolon. How do we know that there's a chiv misa for having relations with an animal? The Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says vish shiyichta vish. As yish yiter shkeftai be behema mois shimos vas behema taroigu ish. We learn from here prat lekotten. If a cotton has relations with an animal, he's not chayiv misa because he's not bar onchim. As yitn shkeftai be behema ben gedola ben ktana. By behema there is no difference between a behema gedola and behema ktana. So the Aruch Lener asks the question that by a person, we know there's a concept of a godel and a cotton. By an animal, there's obviously no such concept of a godel and a cotton. So why do we need to say it? By behema, it doesn't make a difference. Bein behema gedoyla, bein behema ketana. So the Aruch Lener says that we just learned that Ish is coming to tell us that prat le cotton. And the reason prat l'katan, that even though, as we said earlier in our shiur, that even though the katan will cause that the other party will be killed, it doesn't make a difference. The katan is not killed. So the same thing, behema, behem gedol b'ketana, that even though the animal is also sort of innocent, we don't start looking at the animal, and the animal is always going to be chayv skila, mos yumos b'skila. At the time of skila is the chiyuv for this type of an act skila. Maybe it's one of the other mises. Nemar can regarding somebody have relation with an animal. That's behemet haraygu. V'nemal halun when the Torah speaks about somebody who is trying to convince people to worship avodah zarah ki horig targena ma'al halun skila afkam skila. Continues the Braisa, Lamanu Oynish L'Shoichiv. So this pasuk is talking about the person who initiated the act. Oynish L'Nishkov, the person who the animal did the act on him, Minolon, that it's Osir, Tamaloy Mekos Shoichiv Behema Mois Yumas. And says the Braisa, Im Eina Inyan L'Shoichiv, if it's not speaking about where the person initiated, because as we just said a moment ago, that is already covered with the pasuk of Isha Shiyit and Shchifta Bebehem Mois Yumas, Teneu L'Nishkov. It would say that the pasuk is coming to teach us the halacha by a Nishkov. L'manu Oynish, Bein L'Shoicha Bein L'Nishkov. So what we've accomplished is that we have a pasuk that teaches us an Oynish, both for somebody who initiates the act with the animal, or he's the recipient, as Har Minayin, but as we've been saying throughout our shir, that every Isser has to have an oynish and ashara. Lemanu oynish bein l'shoich bein l'nishkov ashara minayin. Where do we learn the basic isser from? Tamalayma or b'kol behem l'sitin shkafta l'tama ba. Lemanu ashara l'shoich. So the Torah says clearly an isser for somebody to initiate the act with an animal. L'nishkov minayin. Where do we know that the isser applies to the nishkov? Tamalayma lo yikadosh b'nei Yisrael. So we see kadosh means Mishka Behema, Vaimagam Kodeshoi Ba'aretz, Asukukala Toyevis Agoyim. they acted in all the ways, in the, all the disgusting ways that the goyim acted, and included in that was Mishkev Behema Divrei Rishmol, V'kivayim Enet Tzarech, Harayim B'chob Behema L'Sitna Shkhaftecha. And again, L'Sitna Shkhaftecha means that you initiate, and L'Sitna Shkhivascha when the animal initiates, and both ways are awesome. Haba'al Zachar V'hevi Yalav Zachar, says the Gemara, now that we've learned the Machlekes of Rishmol B'kiva, how we know the Isser of Shoichiv and Nishkov, says the Gemara, Baal Zachar, if somebody did both in one act, he initiated the act, and he was the recipient of the act. Amar Revuah, L'divrei Rishmol Chayiv Shtayim. The Koyntar of Rishmol, these will do, be considered two separate Averis. Chado, one is because of the Isser of Lo Yishkav, and one is because of the Isser of Lo Yikadosh. But L'divrei Rabbi Akiva, that both are learned from the same pasuk, then ein chayiv al achas, because leshishkav leshishachiv is really the same pasuk chadihi. Says the Gemara, habal behema, another nafkamina between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, is going to be habal behema vehevi behema olav. Again, where he initiated the act with the animal, and vice versa, the animal did it with him. Amar Ravul, l'divrei Rabbi Shmuel, again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if somebody did it in both directions, chayv shtayim. Chada, because of l'sita and shkaftecha, v'chada m'layi ha-kaddish. However, l'divrei Rabbi Akiva, ein l'chayv el'achas. Shkaftecha v'shichivascha chadihi. It's all one pasuk, one avera, so you won't have two separate lavim, two separate chayv chattas, as we discussed. Abai Omer, I feel l'divrei Rabbi Shmuel, even Rabbi Shmuel will hold that you only chayv el'achas. The kik siv lo yekadosh. When we read the pasuk of lo yekadosh, it's talking begavrik siv. It's speaking about people and not animals. So that pasuk cannot be speaking about mishka behema el rabbi shmo. So now ask the gemara, if the pasuk of lo yekadosh has been knocked out as the pasuk that Rabbi Shmo could use for the halacha of somebody. For Nishkav a behema. So the question now is Rabbi Shmuel as Horol a Nishkav Menalahu. Says the Gemara, Nafkalei me kol Shoichiv behema mos yumas. Im einya l'shoichiv. It's not talking about the Shoichiv, because that we already have a pasuk. Ish ashiyite shkafta behema mos yumas. Tenehu inya l'nishkav. We're going to say it's going to be speaking about Nishkav. V'afke rachmona. And the Torah used the word, the Torah taught us the halacha of Nishkav, using a word of Shoichiv. Ma Shoichiv, to teach us, just like by Shoichiv, we have an Oynish, the Torah tells us the Oynish, the Torah tells us a pasuk about the Lav, Av Nishkav, Oynish Vehizav. Says the Gemara, another Nafkamina. What would be the halacha of Hanir B'Lazach V'Hanir B'Behema? If somebody received this act from a Zachar and from a Behema. Amar Rebbe V'Hul, Adir Rebbe Kiva Chaim Shtayim. The, according to Rabbi Akiva, these are two distinct averis. Chada, the iser of somebody receiving this biya from a zocher, we learned from the pasuk of Sishkav. The iser of somebody receiving this avera from a behema, we learned from the pasuk of Loisit and Shkaftecha. Two very distinct psukim. However, l'divrei Bishmol and chayiv ala achas, because idi v'idi, he learned from the pasuk of Liyah Kaddishu. And therefore, it's only one avera. But now, says the Gemara, as we just learned, Abaya mafila de Rishmol navachayv shtayim, because the ksiv kol shoychem behem moshiyumus im einyan l'shoychiv. If that pasuk is not speaking about shoychiv, because the pasuk already says regarding the shoychiv, regarding the man who's initiating, vish atchiyte shchita behem moshiyumus tenei einyan l'nishkav v'afk rachman al nishkav b'lashon shoychiv. So if the Torah means to teach us the halacha of a nishkav, why did it say it in the word of a shoychiv? To teach us ma shoychiv onish v'hizer, af nishkav onish v'hizer. So we have two distinct psukim for nishkav by zachar and for nishkav by behema. And since we have these two distinct psukim, they're going to be two separate lavin. Aval, says the Gemara, if somebody did many averis, haba al azocha v'hevi zocha olav, so shoychiv v'nishkav by mishkav zocher. Haba al behema, v'hevi behema olav. Bein l'revuah, bein l'abayi, l'bishmol chayiv shalosh. According to Bishmol, you only be chayiv four. One is for the shaykh of a zachar, where the Torah says the zachar leitishka of mishkave isha. One for the nishka of the nishkav of a zachar. We learn from Laya Kaddish, the iser of shaykhiv in behema. We learn from the behema pasuk behema leisitein shchaftecha. But the iser of somebody who was nishkav from behema, according to Bavua, it's the same Laya Kaddish, and according to Abaya, it's the same pasuk of that leisitein shchaftecha. According to Rekiva, you'll only be Chayiv 2, because Rekiva says that the Shaykhiv and Nishkav, both by Zachar and both by Behema, are all always learned each from only one Pasuk. So each were learned, both acts by Behema and both acts by Zachar are learned each from one Pasuk, so we only have a total of two Pasukim. Tana Banan, says the Gemara, Zachar, when we speak about Mishkav Zachar, Vayasubai Katan Kigadl. Behema, when we speak about a zacher, there's a difference. Who did the Avera? Was it a katan or a gadol? The Behema, as we learned early in this year, there is no such distinction. Osba ktana kigdaila. My, says the Gemara, that what does that mean? My lay osba katan kigdaila. Amarava, lay osba bias gadol, pox me penta shanim. If a gadol came on a katan who's under 9 years old, Kibben Taishishanim, as if is not treated the same way as if he had relations with a boy who was already 9 years old. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said what it meant is, Lo also be a spokes with Ben Shalashanim, there's somebody, if a godla had relations with a child that's under 3 years old, with a zocher who's under 3 years old, Kibben Shalashanim, as if he had relations with 3 years old. So the machloikis here is, Rav and Shmuel, is when we speak about a cotton being exempt by Mishkav Zachar, does it mean 3 years old or 9 years old? Mamaikalinsky asked the Gemara, what is the basis of their machlokes? Says the Gemara, Rav Savah called the Issa B'Shoichiv, Issa B'Nishkav. We connect the Shoichiv and the Nishkav. We call the Issa B'Shoichiv, Leska B'Nishkav. And therefore, since the Bia of a boy who's under 9 years old is not considered a halachic Bia, and therefore the Nishkav of a boy under 9 years old is not considered a nishkav. Shmulava mishkave ishiksiv. And by a woman, the halach is if somebody has relations with a girl who's over 3 years old, that's considered an act of bia. Only if he had bia with a girl who's less than 3 years old is it not considered an act of bia, because the Gemara Masechta Ksubas teaches us that a girl who's less than 3 years old, besulah chayzrim, her besulim will come back. And therefore, Shmuel says, we compare the age by Mishkav Zachar to the age by Mishkav Isha. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi, the Rav, there's a brisa that supports Rav's opinion. HaZachar ben teish shon v'yom echad, chayiv. From here we see that the age of Mishkav Zachar is by nine. Haba behema, and continues the brisa. Haba behema ben kedaka ben shloi kedaka. Uishem mevia behema le ben kedaka ben shloi kedaka. Doesn't make a difference. But behema, we don't have any distinctions. And the halacha is chayovim.